This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once you get past the stage where you crash on a friend's couch, there are two basic choices for housing in this economy. You can rent or you can buy. The vacancy rate for apartment rentals right now is at historic lows nationally, and rental demand, meanwhile, is extremely high. That puts landlords in a strong position. Renters, of course, quite the opposite. Marketplace's Andy Baxter looks at how the landlord's upper hand can often play out.
For the past couple years, Charlie Blasky and his wife have made do in their one-bedroom apartment in Minneapolis, but they haven't loved it.
This is the kitchen in all of its glory.
Okay. Pretty small.
Yeah.
Blasky says the neighbors are noisy and the landlord's inattentive.
There was one time that there was a bathtub sitting across our hall. That was there until we asked him to have it removed. I don't know if anybody was using it, but I hope not.
In January, the landlord slipped a note under their door saying the rent would go up if the Blaskys renewed their lease.
I'm a bit of a note taker. There were a few different options.
The cheapest one would push the rent from $7.95 a month to $8.75, a 10% increase. Blasky wasn't surprised.
We're just sitting ducks in the rental market. I don't have control over the rent price. Sure, I could try to haggle, but when everybody's trying to rent, what's to stop the landlord from saying, yeah, right, like, I've got somebody that will pay that and won't argue about it.
Clearly, the pendulum has swung in the favor of landlords.
Ryan Severino is an economist at the real estate research firm Reese. He says there's a squeeze on apartments in many metros around the country, in big coastal cities and in mid-sized cities like Minneapolis,
Detroit,
Knoxville,
Omaha.
Low vacancy rates in those cities are pulling the average rate nationally down to about 4% by Severino's measure,
which relative to history is incredibly tight.
Severino says more people are renting these days. Despite low interest rates, mortgages are harder to get post-housing crisis. Meanwhile, the supply of rentals is low. That's partly because apartment construction stalled during the economic downturn.
It's like economics 101. You have growing demand and you have more or less static supply.
Severino says that makes it a great environment for landlords to raise rents.
Landlords are rational, self-interested economic actors like anyone else.
Jeff Arnold understands that. He's a property manager in St. Paul.
Are we going up or down?
I think we'll go on up.
Oh, okay.
Arnold shows me around one of his buildings. This one has 57 tiny studio apartments.
So this is about 225 square feet, so nice and cozy.
But the building has handsome wood paneling, high ceilings, and it's in a high-end neighborhood. Like landlords in many cities, Arnold has been raising rents, and he's become a lot choosier about his tenants.
10 years ago, back when we were offering a free month's rent as an incentive, you know, I would sometimes be a little more willing to overlook, like, if they had a small collection item or something like that. You know, nowadays I'll see that and be like, you know, I can probably find someone better.
And when vacancy rates were high, Arnold would have tolerated late payments so long as he was getting some money. Today, Arnold says he wants to be compassionate if someone loses a job and pays rent late, but only up to a point.
I might work with them for a month. But if they can't clean up their act and get me something, you know, within that time, in this kind of market, hey, I'm going to find someone new.
That's a reality that a local tenants' rights group, Homeline, tries to help renters understand. Mike Raw is managing attorney. He gives renters legal advice if landlords boot them out unjustly. Raw also helps renters understand when they don't have grounds to object.
After 2, 3, 4 years, they think the place is theirs forever, as long as they don't mess up. But it's just not the case. It's a temporary renewable or non-renewable agreement.
That's one reason Charlie Blasky wants to stop renting and eventually own. But first, he has to save some money. He's leaving the apartment where rent's going up. But his new apartment isn't cheaper. It's just bigger.
Rent is going up everywhere. It's harder to put that money away for a down payment on a house.
One bit of hope for renters: apartment construction is picking up nationally, which could help loosen up rental markets. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.